So much is happening in the Cairns economy. It's very timely to have my next guest in studio. Her name is Patricia O'Neill. She is the CEO of the Cairns Chamber of Commerce. Hundreds of members, so they are a fantastic resource to get the pulse of our business community. Patricia O'Neill, welcome to the King Review, first of all.
Thank you for having us, Gavin.
Give us a bit of an overview of what businesses are telling you at the Chamber. Are they confident? Are they nervous? Where's it at?
Yeah, a very good question, Gavin. To be honest with you, they're quietly confident, if I can say that. Certainly the foot traffic on the streets right up to our northern beaches is tenfold compared to what it was, 12 months ago. Quietly confident is in the fact that, thank goodness, now the tills are ringing. But that obviously comes at a cost when they are struggling to find enough people to deliver the service levels that we've become known for in terms of quality of service.
What about the fact that the federal election is now done? Thank goodness, that campaign was just an absolute nightmare. But anyway, the federal election is done, and that also means that there are no other elections now, either state or local government, from my last count, for about another 2 years, which is fantastic. I mean, that must be great for businesses.
Correct. I mean, for all of us, you know, we can now start to get back to normal, whatever normal was or is. We now just need to, you know, get our heads down and start putting in place normality again, not just for ourselves, but for our staff, to ensure that, you know, we can, all these promises that we're spoken about over the last 6 to 8 weeks prior to the election, can actually now drop down and start building our city again.
And so many great projects. We were talking off air, Trish, looking out the windows of the 4CA studio about the very exciting CQ University campus, which we expect would be built very, very soon.
Well, I think there's certainly been a big green tick in the box from all levels of government. And, you know, we are really excited to start to see some shovels in the ground. I mean, the most important thing for that, from a Cairns Chamber of Commerce perspective, is that the business community really don't quite get the impact that that's going to have just yet. But when we've got 4,000 new people all walking the streets and going into coffee shops, having their lunch, you know, using the facilities of Cairns, that's going to be a massive injection of revenue that we, you know, the CBD retailers have not had for quite some time, as well as obviously the construction workers that are going to be on that site for, you know, quite some time.
Absolutely, and just new energy. I think, you know, having uni students from, well, all over the world, hopefully, eventually, it adds a new buzz to the city, so absolutely fantastic. Something that isn't normal in not only our city, but right across the nation, of course, is skills shortages, labour shortages at all levels, all industries.
Yep.
How much of an issue is that for Cairns businesses?
It's a massive handbrake, if I can use that term, Gavin. And as you quite rightly said, it's not just in hospitality and retail. It's right across the board in aged care, early learning, in professional services. It's across the board. And, you know, even when we talk about CQ University being built, we need to scramble across the country to try and find tradespeople to try and ensure that we can get this building out the ground. But, you know, we are at the Chamber of Commerce working closely with Queensland Government on the Regional Jobs Committee. And what that is focusing on is not exactly what we need right now. There are other task forces actually looking into plugging the gaps currently. But we are looking at the next 3 to 5 years as our city diversifies and what skill sets are going to be required come, you know, the next 3 to 5 years. So we are in that committee, we're addressing actually what we do need now, but what we are going to be needing moving forward, instead of this knee-jerk reaction to funds being channeled into training, that perhaps it's not the right avenue for that particular skill set. So these 4,000 students that will be coming to CQU, they don't know it, but they're going to be getting job opportunities coming at them right, left and centre, because again, while they're studying, they like to earn money. And and those people will flow through to filling those staff shortages, hopefully.
You're hearing from Patricia O'Neill. She is the CEO of the Cairns Chamber of Commerce. That topic, Trish, labour shortages, leads me to a bit of a pet topic of mine, which I've covered on this show in recent weeks and months, including during that federal election campaign. And that is, can we get pensioners back into the workforce? Now, they are currently penalised ridiculously in terms of if they work, I think it's earning over about $180 a fortnight. You know, which if you work one or two days in that fortnight, you're basically hitting over that threshold and you are penalised. You are taxed very, very heavily and you lose part of your pension. There is a big push on in some quarters. The seniors group, Seniors Australia, are pushing for reform in that area. They're talking to the new Albanese government about it. Your thoughts on getting more pensioners into work to fill some of these labour shortages? Should it happen?
Absolutely, Gavin. The Chamber of Commerce is a strong supporter of what National Seniors Association are driving at the moment. The reason being is twofold. One is there are a lot of these pensioners that carry massive, experience across various different occupations. And, currently the businesses are struggling to actually spend time training people themselves on the job. These seniors can come back in, maybe not on the tools, because let's be honest, they've spent 30, 40, 50 years of their life on the tools and it's time to relax, but they could be mentoring young people coming through and fast-tracking that skill set so that they can be, fit for purpose, so to speak, in the job. And secondly, the seniors still have bills coming in just the same as everyone else does. And they've worked hard all their life and paid their taxes all their life. Why are they continually penalised for looking at an opportunity to not only give back, but to earn a couple of extra bucks to help fund, the rising petrol prices when they're, they're filling their car, or the rising gas prices? These things are affecting all of us, but they hit hard on pensioners when they're at the time of their life where they should be actually enjoying a few bucks so we are very, very much in favour of looking at the opportunity for the seniors to get back in and assist.
There are some naysayers, of course, saying, well, it's almost double dipping, so you can't allow that to happen. You can't get the pension from taxpayers on the one hand and then earn a whole bunch on the other. But that, for me, doesn't look at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture here is that they would pay income tax. That's
absolutely
what the National Seniors Group is saying. We'll just charge, hit them with income tax like everyone else. But not only that, Trish, they also will spend in the economy. This is the thing. The more that they earn, of course, it all ends up in our local community, so as well as helping to pay the bills, as you said.
Well as filling some of those opportunities.
As well as those,
when businesses are struggling to find staff, someone can go in and pick up plates in a restaurant.
Exactly.
It's not, and they want to do it. It's great for their mental health.
Exactly.
To be out and about and speaking to people using their hands and legs instead of sitting and getting stiff.
That's right, exactly. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Particularly if you are a pensioner who would be keen to do some extra work in whatever industry, whatever type of business, let me know, gavin.king@4ca.com.au. We'll keep covering this issue because there is a new federal government in place. It is up to them to make these rural changes. So let's keep pushing it. Patricia O'Neill, a fantastic update. You've got a lot on your plate, no doubt, but we absolutely appreciate your time in studio today. Thanks for your time on
My
The King Review.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you, Gavin.